Here's the pitch. A swing, a line drive, a base hit center field. Haggerty in to score. And the Rangers lead 1-0.
Eric Nadell, the Hall of Famer, with the call on this radio station. That is because we are your official home for Texas Rangers baseball. And they got the 2-0 win yesterday with the bullpen really covering up. And I think being the story of the day after the Nate Eovaldi injury, which is supposedly precautionary, according to our insider, Jared Sandler. Every Wednesday at this time, every hump day, the Rangers' new hitting coach, Brett Boone, kind enough to join us on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, man. How are you?
Good. You hear me all right?
I hear you all right.
Good.
We won.
Yeah.
Hey man, I said that earlier in the show. Watching you, you look like you are pent up over there, leaning on that rail. When I see a run come across, I'm not even seeing you smile. I feel like I'm seeing relief. What are you feeling over there these days?
It's been a run for sure. You know, so early in this tenure for me, I've seen both. We rattled off six in a row and it felt good. And we've lost six in a row and it felt like cripple as bad as the six in a row to win felt. So I'm still getting used to all this, the emotions and, you know, the prep work that goes in behind the scenes. And a lot of these guys, they're working really good and it doesn't translate to the field. And all of a sudden I can take a step back and go, okay, I remember when I was playing and when I was going through a tough time, man, I'd get my work in and it wouldn't mean just, hey, I had a really good session today. It wouldn't mean it would just translate to the field automatically. So I have to remember those times and not think I need instant results right now. It's the big leagues. It's hard when you're working on issues and you're not seeing the ball well. You're not in a good place. We're all there as hitters, and now in a coaching position or a mentoring position, I expect, oh, he worked really good. That'll translate to the field, But realistically, it doesn't. It's not that easy. That's why hitting, especially at this level, is probably the hardest thing to do in sports. But you got to keep going. You got to keep going. You got to keep going. Eventually, it will click, and the offense will click. Sometimes it takes one guy to do something, and it sparks another guy. We're getting our big guy today with Corey Seager back. That, if not anything else, that really helps our psyche as a team. All right, our big guy's back. Put him in the middle of the lineup. His mere, and whether he gets any hits today or not, the mere presence of Corey Seager gets that unit. And right now, they need a little adrenaline push. Last night was a huge win. You know, our bullpen came in and did such a great job. And to get the big hit late with two strikes with JJ, those are things, man, that gets JJ going a little bit. And it's contagious. You know, hitting, it's so funny because I've watched from afar for so long and it's always that hitting coach or that pitching coach. And I just laugh and go, you realize it's the players that do it and the players that not. These aren't A-ball players. We're not an instructional ball molding clay and helping shape the player you're going to be. These are finished products. These are guys that have won a World Series. And you don't do that. You go about it in a tactical way. And the bottom line is just something. If I can give them something that day to help them have a better at bat, then I did my job. But when it's all said and done, these guys win games, these guys lose games. And my influence, very little, but if I could be very little, that's enough for me.
Well, that was my next question. Give our listeners an idea, Brett, of like if it's a football coordinator, they'll say, I'm going to give them piece by piece, not everything up front of the playbook, 20% here, 30% there. How much have you been able to implement of your style, of your approach, of your ideas? Do you feel comfortable enough that you've gone totally all in? Are you still figuring guys out with the personalities? The Brett Boone offensive philosophy has been unveiled to what degree?
I think 80%, 90%, you know, I have my thing. I have to be very careful sometimes in how I project what I'm trying to say to guys, because I have these, especially the young players on the team, they've come up in a different generation. You know, a lot of things are a little bit different to me. We used to go on the field, we hit 12 guys. I think it's good for the soul to get out there and hit as a team, to get, you can get on one another as you're hitting, you're talking about today's game, you're talking, and there's a unseriousness to the point where I try to tell the guys, I say, listen, let's pretend we're on the PGA Tour and it's Sunday. They're not going to the range to work on their game. They're going to the range to get loose and get ready for their Sunday round. That work, that prep, you're working on swing changes, that happens behind the scenes. But when we get out on the field and we're getting close to game time, this is just getting loose for our swings. We got to feel good, clear our mind as much as we can. So little stuff like that. My philosophy isn't like groundbreaking, you know, crazy stuff. It's move the runner. It's get the runner in. It's with two strikes. Let's have some real. It's very important right now. Let's know where we're at. We're in this two strike count. Let's put this ball in play. My stuff isn't crazy. It's let's talk to our teammates during the game. Let's watch the game. Let's be prepared for each and every at bat, not just the game in general or this series in general. It's at bat to at bat, and it's individualized. You know, Adolis Perez or Adolis Garcia might have a completely different mindset and thought process going into this game as a Wyatt Langford, as a Sam Haggerty. But my thing is, it doesn't matter. You're big leaguers. You're established big leaguers. Whatever your approach is or your mindset going into each every at bat, let's have one. That's it. They all don't have to be the same. My approach might be different than player B and player C, but I have a big league approach to this at bat. That's what I'm getting at. Have whatever your approach is, get it ready and let's do it at bat to at bat. Second time through the lineup versus first time to the through the lineup based on what happened on the first time through the lineup. So these guys are certain. They're very open to it. I'm getting to know these guys better. I know their personalities. I have a better relationship with them now than I did a week ago and than I did 2 weeks ago. And it's an ongoing process. But I keep saying process, process, process. This doesn't just turn around in 2 or 3 weeks. This is a long-term thing. I look at just the makeup of this team, not only what they've done they did in 23, but the quality of our starting rotation is tremendous. It's one of the best in baseball. I look at the bullpen. We're a little beat up in the bullpen. We've got guys on the way that are going to be coming back from injuries. Hopefully Martin's able to come back. These are key components to our bullpen. And then you look at the offense. The offense has really struggled and struggled for a long time since that World Series victory, but it's in there. It's in there. The guys know it. It's not like everybody got old and forgot how to hit. Just you kind of lose your way sometimes. And they come to me and, Boone, you ever felt like this? I said, of course. I felt every emotion you've ever felt. I tell them stories about my career. 2001 start to finish, I didn't have a bad stretch. I look at my first half of 02, it feels like I can't get a hit. All of a sudden, the second half of 02, I go crazy and have a great time. The next year was start to finish pretty good. So I know the ebb and flows of hitting and struggling and being at the top of the mountain, being at the bottom of the mountain. So it's what I could do in a small way to just kind of share my journey and my struggles, because we all do it. We all go through it. You know, I used to look at the guys that I just thought, man, what would it be like when I used to watch Barry Bonds? I said, I wonder what it's like never to have a rough year. Your worst year, you're still an all-star. I said, man, that would be, I think it's kind of unrealistic for the masses and for us normal people. But I always used to think that, man, it must be nice to never go home. Like my worst year is 280 with 28 homers and 97 ribbies. And man, was I at the bottom of the barrel. You know? But that's not reality. And there are a handful of people in history that have ever been able to do that. But we're grinding. It was a great win last night. And like I said, we got a day off Thursday. We've been playing a lot of games in a row too. If we can get a win tonight, a series win, go into that day off and just kind of reset. And that's what we need right now is a little reset. But guys are working hard. But yeah, that look on my face, it's I want it so bad. I can't do anything about it. I have so lack of control that I've never had before in my life. And I want it for these guys so bad. And once again, you're just living and dying with these guys every day, especially when the times get a little bit tough.
Brett Boone, Rangers hitting coach, joining us here 105 through the Fan. I was at Monday's game, and you could see Gausman's, you know, pitch count was very, very low. Early count attacking. When you see that, when a team is swinging early in the count, his pitch count's low, he's got a lot of strikes, is that a game plan? Like, you're going in, trying to get to him early, not getting into pitcher's counts, or was he just peppering the strike zone and they saw pitches to hit?
Say, Gausman, he's been pitching really good lately. And the thing with him is he puts that split at the bottom of the zone. He just will not hang it. Once again, this is an individual thing. For a player like myself, when I see a Gausman and I know he's going to go fastball split, well, I'm going to try to eliminate that fastball at first at bat. If I can barrel up a fastball, that gets me into my second at bat.